This is a podcast for the MA in Online Journalism at Birmingham City University. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about getting data and specifically scraping as a technique for getting data. Scraping is basically, it's a term that refers to a broad range of practices, anything that involves automating the repetition of gathering information from a series of documents online. So basically, if there's any instance where you're having to copy and paste information more than once from a web page, from a PDF, from a spreadsheet, then scraping is likely to be very useful as a way of saving you time. In some cases, it allows you to do investigations or to ask questions that would otherwise be far too time-consuming to do. So to give you some examples, one investigation by Channel 4 looked at job adverts on the official government website. There were hundreds of thousands of these job adverts, so for any individual journalist to go through those and look for patterns would have been extremely time-consuming. But a scraper, in this case a computer script, went through all of those jobs collecting information and identifying particular descriptions which seemed to appear more than once. The story was about fake job adverts. And if you looked at other patterns in the data, you would see, for example, employers or ad agencies, job agencies rather, posting an unusually high proportion of jobs on just one particular day out of 90 days. Another example of scraping comes from the Bureau of Investigative Journalism. They were looking at payday loans and wanted to answer the question as to whether payday loan companies, these are companies that issue loans at extremely high interests, whether they were setting up shops in areas of deprivation. Now, scraping allowed me to gather information on the addresses of all of those payday loan companies, and then it was possible to match those up with levels of deprivation in those areas and whether they were above or below average. Now, those two examples included web pages and they included databases, but it's also possible to comb through dozens or hundreds of PDFs, hundreds of Excel spreadsheets. The BBC, for example, have a live interactive A&E weight checker which allows you to put in your postcode and find out whether your local hospital is performing above or below average in terms of the time that it takes for you to see a doctor if you arrive with an accident. Now, that relies on gathering information from spreadsheets published by the National Health Service. Another instance might be combing through dozens of pages to look at jobs with MPs or to look at waiting times published on web tables. Or you might look through crime reports in PDFs and gather them together to paint a national picture. So scraping allows you to look for patterns in that information. It allows you to bring it together into a structured format, like a spreadsheet, that allows you to ask those questions and ask a number of different questions. The other thing about scraping, which is perhaps counterintuitive, is that it reduces the chance of human error. Journalists sometimes distrust scraping because it relies on you writing a script or using a tool which goes through a series of pages or documents gathering information. Now, in that process, it is possible for errors to occur, but if that does happen, then those errors will be systematic. You can detect those errors using different techniques, data analysis. But human error, if a human is copying and pasting that information, the errors are not going to be systematic or not likely to be. And they're going to be harder to detect. And human error does happen when you copy and paste data. As anyone who's worked with human inputted data knows, often it's inputted inconsistently and there are errors made in translation. So I'll look at the presentation that goes alongside this podcast and you'll find various examples of stories based on scraping, everything from how much council sickies cost, you know, people being off ill, to the decline of the prostitution industry and local deals and so on. The key thing with scraping is that you are looking for structured information. You are looking for repetition. Because if you are creating a scraper, that scraper needs to be told to look for a certain pattern. And when that pattern is met, grab that information. So the most obvious example of a pattern would be a table. You can tell a basic scraper, a tool that includes no programming at all. You can tell those tools to go to a page, find the table, grab that information and put it into a spreadsheet and do that over and over again. But reviews and reports often have structures as well. They have titles, they have names like rating or review or name of the reviewer, the date. These are all examples of structure. Social media updates, similarly, have a structure. They have the name of the person, the time it was posted, the date, the words in that update, sometimes location data, who it was in response to, and so on. So look for that structure in information. And if there is a pattern, if it repeats from page to page or from document to document, then there's a very strong chance that you can scrape that information. In fact, one of my favourite examples of scraping is sheet music. The Mirror newspaper in the UK scraped 360,000 pieces of sheet music to identify which singer had the best vocal range. Now, your structure isn't just in the HTML of a web page. It can be in the text, and it can also be in the URL. Often URLs have a structure that changes from page to page by changing the number at the end from 1 to 2 to 3. Or it might go from A to B to C. Or each URL has an ID code for an institution, such as a school. If you see that sort of structure in the URL, then chances are you can generate different URLs and grab the information from each one. Now, as I said, there are different tools for doing scraping. The most basic types of scraping, when you are getting tables from web pages, you can do those with tools which are free or relatively inexpensive. These include import.io, Kimono Labs, and Outwit Hub. All three of these will relatively easily scrape tables from one or more web pages as long as the structure is consistent. For me, my personal preference is Outwit Hub because it's just a little bit more powerful. It's been around for a long time and you keep the data on your machine. Import.io and Kimono Labs are public, so anything you scrape will be publicly available. But sometimes that's an advantage as well if you want to build apps which plug into that data. Now, if you're going beyond web pages, you're going to need some programming. Spreadsheets and PDFs, they will need you to use some programming. A language like Python or R or Ruby or PHP. And the site ScraperWiki is a very good environment for writing those scrapers. And you can find various tutorials on writing scrapers in different languages using ScraperWiki. One of the problems that you may also come across is sites that use cookies to store a search. So if you come to a database and you do a search and the URL doesn't change, or at least if you copy and paste that URL into a different browser and the page changes, then you know that your search criteria has not been stored in the URL, but your search criteria is stored in cookies on your computer. In that case, you will also need programming to write a scraper. There's a specific library in Python, for example, called Mechanize, which will store that cookie and allow you to scrape that information. So that's a problem to be aware of if you're scraping search results from a database. The other thing is if you're scraping a variety of sites, those sites have to share the same structure. They have to use the same content management system. If that's not the case, you will have to use a different scraper for each site. So that's it on scraping in terms of the concepts. What I'd like you to do now is look for a simple table on a web page that you check regularly. So any web page or website that you go back to every week, every month, perhaps it's local crime reports or local announcements or local listings, find a simple table and play with some of the scraping tools that I've mentioned. Kimono Labs, import.io, or Outwit Hub, which has a free version, and see if you can get that simple table out of that website. Look at the online tutorials. There are some involved with this course, but also there are plenty of links to webinars by Kimono Labs and the YouTube channel of Importio. And pick the tool that you feel most comfortable with.